reading to you from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and with the 54th verse. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach. Oh, friends, oh, I wish you'd have been with us last night down at the Denver Rescue Mission. It was a cold night. We had a packed house. And guess what? Over 20 men and women came forward during the invitation and gave their heart to Christ. Oh, I tell you, friends, it touches me when I see men and women. Oh, I wished I'd have heard that message when I was an alcoholic. Well, I had to go down to the bottom before I could look up. Listen, be with you for half an hour tonight. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a hot cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Let's begin reading with the 26th verse. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. And he arose and went, and behold, there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasures, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join this chariot. And when Philip had run up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. And the angel answered Philip and said, please tell me of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else? And Philip opened his mouth and began from this scripture, he preached Jesus. And as they went along the road, they came to some water. And eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? I've labeled this the hitchhiking deacon. See, you know, folks, many people go to church and they leave the services unchanged. Well, a man who refuses to do that, his example should challenge all of us. The setting of the text. Well, an Ethiopian official travels to Jerusalem to worship. He attends a Passover and leaves empty. Crossing the desert, he reads the Bible. Philip joins him and leads him to Christ. Now listen. God sends Philip to a hungry heart. Verse 26. I turn the Bible back here. Verse 26 it said, but an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, arise and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. Now that's out there in the desert. Listen. Well, Everything was going well for Philip. My stars of the morning, he was seeing people saved, and he was happy, and everything was going real well. And all of a sudden, God speaks to Philip's heart. Go to the desert to reach how many men? One man. Did you know what, friends? Some of the greatest services I've ever held is one-on-one. That's right. I, one time in the Dalles, Oregon, I had a gospel tent. I came there, me and my Dutch friend and my wife and my family. We set up our tent. We put a little thing in the paper. The only church in the Dalles that would help us with seats was the First Christian Church, and they gave us chairs. My own denomination wouldn't even help us. Well, we went out there, got the tent all set up, and that night we went to the meeting, and guess what, dear friends? There was only one man in that huge tent that seated 450. Just one man. And I got up and I cried and I said, look, God sent me to my hometown to talk about Jesus. And I'm here and I'm going to deliver this message. That dear man got so under conviction that the next night he brought a whole raft of people to that tent. Oh, listen, friends. If we're faithful to the Lord, look, I've said this so many times. God is not looking for super spirituals. He's not looking for great giants of the Lord. What he's looking for is an ordinary servant. And that's what you and I, if we're born again, that's what we should be, a servant of the Most High. Well, I delivered my message. And you know what? We were so broke we couldn't pay attention. That's the truth. How in the world God took care of us. Do you know what my wife and I and family did? We went out at Celilo, and we camped in a campground out there in Celilo. Kids, and my wife and I slept on the ground, and the kids slept in the car. And you know, there was a great big old apricot tree there, and boy, was those apricots good. Somebody brought some hamburger to the meeting and gave it to me and my family. No one knew how we were financially strapped. And did you know what the offering usually was? $1.50, $2. Oh, friends, I could remember that if it was just yesterday. But we tried to stay faithful to the Lord, and it's paid off. Those 20 that was saved in the mission last night. We were faithful, and God rewarded us with precious souls. That's my morning prayer. God, give me souls for my hire. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, and do me with holy boldness. That's what we all need, beloved, is holy boldness. He's not looking for wimps. He's looking for men and women who will take their rightful stand for Christ and say, thus saith the Lord. Well, when he was out there in that desert, there wasn't a whole bunch of people, just one man he was looking for. And, you know, what's the worth of one soul? Boy, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Well, your hungry heart tonight is important to God. Jesus died for individual sinners. Salvation of the thief on the cross. Oh, listen. When I was going through that lung tumor and they gave me up to die when I was going to Bible college, one of the boys from that went to college came over with a record, phonograph record. And he brought me a little phonograph to play it on. And that song, There's Room at the Cross for You. Oh, friends, listen. I know... You say, well, Cecil, look, I'm not such a bad guy or I'm not such a bad woman. Surely God understands that. Sure he understands it. But he said to Nicodemus, Jesus said, ye must be born again. No, dear soul, you can't get in. You can't circumvent Jesus to get to the Father. Can't do that. You have to come through Jesus Christ the Lord. God had prepared Jesus from the foundation of the world to come to pay for your sins and mine. The Bible said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't sit there and say, Cecil, I'm not a sinner, because Jesus said you are a sinner. Well, God meets a man who searches for him with all of his heart. Verse 28 and 29. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join this chariot. Hey, you know, friends, it's not easy to go on visitation. I know that. And I'll tell you right now, one time I was a director of the mission in Moultrie, Georgia. And this lady had listened to my radio broadcast, and she said, Preacher, would you go see my brother? Every preacher that goes there gets thrown out. And he's an alcoholic. And I thought, whoa, boy, that's a good test. I said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to go when God directs me. Well, this one particular night, I definitely had a direction of the Lord to go to this alcoholic's house. When I drove up to the house, the porch light was out, and so I went up and I rung a doorbell, and this alcoholic came to the door, and he said, what can I do for you? Well, I said, I'm Cecil Moe. I'm down at the rescue mission, and I know your sister listens to my radio broadcast, and she wanted me to come by and say hello. Well, the man was as gracious as could be. He invited me into the house. So we sat down in the living room, and I immediately started talking to him about how I met Jesus. Hey, wait a minute, he said, Preacher, wait a minute. He called for his wife. He called for his teenage daughter and his teenage son. Said, would you come in and listen to what this preacher's got to say? Friend, he didn't throw me out. Why? Because I was concerned about his soul, not where he went to church. Friends, we got to be concerned about their soul. Well, Philip found this guy in this chariot. Well, the Passover had not ended his search. He didn't find what he was looking for when he came to Jerusalem. Oh, friends, don't be satisfied with religion. Religion's man-made. Seek salvation. It says in Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your heart. Dig deeper and find Jesus. Come to faith in Christ. Beloved, listen, I know there's some beautiful, beautiful churches in America. I know there is. And we have beautiful choirs, and we have beautiful pipe organs and padded seats. And we go there and we sit down and the preacher gets up and reads a whole raft of announcements of the things that they were doing, the dinners and the luncheons and this and that. But what you need to hear is that God loves you. Friends, last night at the mission, I kept saying over and over, God loves you, men and women. He died for you, and he doesn't care that no one loves you. He loves you. And I said, and I love you too, because you're my people, and I thank God that he led me to come here. Well, God's servant gets the message of the matter, verse 30 and 35. And when Philip had run up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invites Philip to come up and sit with him. Oh, wasn't that neat? Wasn't that neat? Here he is out there in the middle of the stinking desert. And a guy runs up beside him and said, hey, do you know what you're reading? He said, I don't understand it because no one's ever told me. Well, as you probably know, Philip was one of the first deacons that was appointed. Now, let me tell you what. This guy, not only, you know, a deacon should be able to preach. They should. They should be able to at least tell a man how to be saved. Now, he did not limit his work to church business. He gave himself to winning souls. Philip helped the searching man find Christ. Listen, Jesus is the answer for every troubled heart. And Jesus fulfills Bible prophecies of Christ. Is your heart troubled tonight? Are you kind of sorry for your miserable, misspent life? You say, Cecil, oh, I wished someone would help me. Well, Jesus will. While I was also in a mission down in Moultrie, Georgia, there was a lady who owned a packing plant, and she gave lots and lots of food to our rescue mission for these men and women that didn't have no food and homeless men. Well, one day she called me and she said, Cecil, one of my ladies is having some problems with her alcoholic husband. Would you come and talk to her? I said, sure will. So I went over there and met her, and we went in this room and sat down, and she started crying and telling me how badly she'd been beaten and how, but she still loved him and she wanted to help him. And I said to her, I said, let me ask you a question. If you were to die today, where would you go? Well, she said, I don't know. Well, I said, see, you're in bad a shape as your husband. You're just as lost as he is. And right then and there, I shared Christ and led that dear lady to the Lord. Now, she invited me to come to her house to visit with her husband. So this particular afternoon, I drove out to their house. It was a dump. I mean, they were poor because he was drinking all his food, money up. I went in the house, and we sat there, and he was drinking a beer, and he offered me a beer, and I turned it down graciously and told him I didn't need it. And we talked on. He said, well, you know, I like what you're saying, preacher, but, you know, I don't really see a need for the Lord. Oh, I said, son, you're so wrong. I said, he loves you. I said, I did the same thing that you did. I was a no good alcoholic for years. So I know that could be a change in your life, but only Jesus can change your life. Well, let me tell you what happened. I prayed with him and I left. About a week later, his wife came home. She had two little boys. And the father told the boys to bring their puppy out in the front yard. So the little boys went out and got their little puppy and brought it out. That drunk man went in and got a shotgun, come in and shot that puppy's head off in front of those two little boys. Said, now you love me more than you love those puppies. Oh, friends, I never heard from him again. But listen, the Bible said that Jesus was a lamb slain for sinners. He humbled himself for you and me. He fills the need of every troubled heart. The converted man wanted to be baptized. He wanted to demonstrate his faith to others. He declares his faith by word and baptism. He now knows the real joy can be in verse 39. And the Spirit said to Philip, verse 39. What did I say? 39. Here, I turned the Bible over here. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. And then Enoch saw him no more, but went on his way rejoicing. Hey, listen, I want to ask you a question. Do you remember when you were baptized? Not to be saved, but because you were saved. Did you know what? I got baptized with my billfold in my hip pocket. You know, I'm glad I did because it taught me the joy of giving. That is so important in the Christian life, the joy of giving, going, telling, serving. Oh, friends, listen, there's why there's so many unhappy Christians. They're not following the Lord. You remember what he told them over in Revelation? He said, you've done all these things right, but one thing you have done, you've forgotten and left your first love. And let me tell you what, friends, when you leave your first love, you begin to get cold and indifferent. Stay in the Word. You need that spiritual food if you're going to survive. You need you need physical food, but you sure enough need physical food. That's the first thing I tell a baby Christian in prison and in rescue missions or wherever. Get the Word of God and get in the book. I couldn't get enough of the Bible after I was saved. Seemed like every page I turned to, it showed me that God loved me. Friends, I was so unlovable. I deserved the very bowels of hell. But because of His great love, in the while I was yet sinners, Christ died for me. See, you know, God knows the needs of your heart tonight. Oh, there might be multitude of things that you need. You might need a job. You might need money to pay for your car. There's so many things you might need. But you know, He wants to hear from you about it. He wants you to tell Him what your needs are. That's why you get cold and different, because you're not talking with Him in prayer. You're not reading His Word. Did you know? Everything that you'll ever question you'll ever have, or every problem that you'll ever face, the answers is found in the divine Word of God. Christ is your answer. Trust in Him and find in Him all that you will need now and forever. You say, Cecil, that's quite impressive. It's true, though. You see, the morning I staggered into this preacher's home drunk out of my mind, crying like a baby, I wanted to commit suicide, and I didn't want to commit suicide. You know why I didn't want to commit suicide? Because I didn't know what was out there. I knew where I was headed. I had no problem with that. But do you know what? He just told me the simple truth. Well, Cecil, God loves you. For God so loved the world. He said it this way. He said, for God so loved Cecil Moe, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Knowing no theology, all I knew, that I was a terrible, wretched sinner, and I was sorry for my sins, and I invited Him into my heart. And oh, friends, that's been 51 years ago. He sobered me up. He gave me back my family. And I've introduced all my family to Christ. I've got a mom and a dad and two brothers and two sisters in heaven. Oh, friends. And most of all, Jesus is there. And you know what He's saying to you tonight? I stand with outstretched arms. Come unto Me, all you labor and heavy laden. He wants to cure your heartache. He wants to take care of your needs. You say, Cecil, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not even a Christian. Well, do you want to be a Christian? Do you want to be born again? Do you want to be in the family of God? Well, then here's what you got to do. You got to recognize that you're a sinner. And you got to recognize that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. And that you can't save yourself. If you're in that condition, you've got a tugging at your heart right now. I want you to pray this most powerful prayer that a man or woman can pray. And I ask you, beloved, please don't pray it unless you really mean it. And here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm so sorry for the things I've done to You and done to others. Tonight, Lord, I'm opening my heart and receiving You as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, won't you get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. That's 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Listen, friends, I don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. If you feel I can help you spiritually, won't you get on the phone and give me a ring? I've been doing this for almost 39 years on the radio. 303-471-8534. God bless you to have the courage to call.
On the hill.
Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to urge you to continue to pray for me and my wife and my quartet as we go to prisons and missions. Pray for our health. Sometimes it gets pretty difficult to get up and down the stairs, but, you know, I've had a good life. Oh, my stars, I've had a wonderful life, and I just hope and pray the Lord will give me a few more years that I can talk about Him, because that's about all the good I am anymore, just talking about Jesus. Friends, if you don't get out and talk about Him, you know, when you was going with your wife or your husband, remember you told her about how much you loved him? You tell people that you love him, but prove it by doing something for somebody else. This Christmas, please help some needy family. Oh, it's so important. It don't have to be a big gift. Maybe take them over a piece of pie or some cake or some ham. But do something. God will bless you for it. So until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and God bless you real, real good.